Now, this is something that you may not, have any record, but that was a common thing in this area, was a bearing.
Okay. And what about when people are dressed in black? What do you say about that at a funeral?
Sorrow.
You say that they're in...
sympathy?
Or they're maybe the family. You say that they're dressed in black. You say that they're in...
no.
Mourning.
Okay. Would you have an expression for, say, if someone... you could say they're in mourning, or... why did they just completely lose control of themselves?
Hysterical, emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Let's see. What did they...
taking on or carrying on?
Oh, yeah. Taking on. Well, boy, they really had to... they was really taking on.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's it. Taking on.
What does that mean, exactly, taking on?
Emotional, hysterical, crying, hollering.
You think of it as being sincere, though, don't you?
No.
You don't?
Not now, I don't. Used to, I did.
Uh-huh.
But there's a lot to put on.
Uh-huh.
I can't help but believe it. But it's an act,
mm-hmm.
really. A lot of it. There's some seriousness to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest portion of that now is a put on.
And
it was then, but I didn't know
mm-hmm.
it.
Oh, so people haven't changed. You've just gotten more.
That's right. That's right.
Uh-huh.
People hadn't changed.
On average sort of day, if someone asked you how you're feeling, you'd say...
now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'd say fine. Feeling good.
Uh-huh.
I guess, well, now people that we could go down now, we could take a survey in Warsaw. Biggest portion walk in the door and say, how you feeling tonight? They'd either say good or I feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
They want to say fine.
Mm-hmm.
That, some may.
Uh-huh. You know, this is a... well, when you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble, you say you've
old
got...
age. Or arthritis.
Okay. Anything people used to say? Or did they say arthritis?
Rheumatism.
Okay. What about a disease that children used to die from that... it'd choke up in the night. It'd get blisters on the inside of their throat.
Croup.
Or worse than that. Well, you wouldn't remember any children dying from it, but... did you ever hear dip?
Diphtheria?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I heard of it, but I never, personally known of a case.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard of diphtheria. I've took shots from it.
Mm-hmm. What about a disease that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Yeller? Jaundice. Used to call it yaller janders.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
And when you have a pain down here and you have to have an operation, you say you've got...
appendicitis.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Used to call it... I died with appendicitis.
Uh-huh.
Appendicitis.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
And say someone ate something that didn't agree with him and it came back up, you'd say he had to...
vomit.
Okay.
You used to say puke.
Is puke cruder sounding to you?
Yeah, nasty. Vomit, to me, is a more of a sophisticated word for... I mean, more than
more
puke.
More neutral sounding?
Yeah.
Any other words besides vomit or puke?
Heave.
Is he sort of crude sounding, or does it sound...
no, right? It sounds better than puke. Puke is nasty.
Uh-huh.
I never did like to use that, and when I was using it, I knew there's something wrong about it.
Uh-huh.
I felt like there was.
Mm-hmm.
I was ashamed to use it in certain places.
Mm-hmm. And if someone vomited, you'd say he was sick. Where?
On his stomach.
Okay. And